Sole e luna. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile? Since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine. Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him from within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within and they defile." Gospel of the Lord. We just heard from the Alleluia the phrase from John 17, verse 17 also. "Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth." So if we want to live the real life, we want to listen first to the word of God. Or today we say from the Bible, or especially from the gospel. The word of God, Jesus spoke to us the word of God. So it gives us life. So your word is truth, is our life. Then he said, consecrate, as Jesus consecrates in the truth. This word consecrate, there are two meanings. For the apostles, consecrate means that Jesus command them, send them out as apostles. But when Jesus said he consecrates himself, that means he sacrificed himself on the cross. So in the same way, we are consecrated by Jesus to be his disciples. Also on the other hand, we consecrate ourselves through our suffering of our daily life. So it's not just a mission, it's going out and spoke and finish. No, we have lived our life, give witness, especially when the time, hard time comes. We have to say, like Jesus, or he always say yes to the God the Father. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Father, lift this cup away from me, but Lord, according to my will, but your will." We do the same. At times we want to get away from some people, some things. But if it is the will of God, you have to confront this person, or you have to do this work. You should have the courage. You are sent. You are consecrated. You are consecrated. You are sent by Jesus. So with the word of God, you have the grace. You have the strength. If you follow your own way, of course, no way. That's why Jesus, when Peter was telling Jesus not to go to Jerusalem for his suffering, what did Jesus say? "Satan, go to my back, because what you understand is not from God, from your own thinking." Many times, maybe Jesus can tell us, "Satan, go to my back. What you think is human. It's not divine. Divine is the word of God."